We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome to Overnight America with Ryan Recker on KMOX. Sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com.
And welcome to Overnight America. Oh, boy. Too bad the Cardinals lost. I don't like these nights where the Cardinals lose. What happened? You're watching the games and you almost take it for granted. Oh, wow, Cardinals won again. Oh, boy, Cardinals won again. Oh, boy, Cardinals won again. I miss those days. Now, from what I understand, they're still up two games, so that's good. And we only have about a week and a half left in the season. And I'm looking forward to seeing what happens after that. What happens after that? So I'm glad that you're joining us here. And I wanted to say hi to anyone at the food bank that I saw earlier today. I had an experience there that I wanted to share with you. So every once in a while, Intercom will do these. Let's go volunteer. Yeah, about 15 or 20 of us were out at the food bank, and they do some really awesome work. It's over in Bridgeton, and I get there, and it's like off the main road, and you got to zigzag, and you find your way there, and the place is huge, and they service, I forgot how many counties, but it's like, it's an unbelievable geographic area they service, and you get there, and you get the little rundown, here's what you're going to do, and they split you up into groups, and I got split up into a group, and we were sorting, you know, personal hygiene products and cleaning products and like, here's products for your home. And you box them in a certain way and then they take them off and send them out. But I was in a group with three women that work for Boeing. They were very nice. I had a great time getting to know them. And eventually we were talking about the things they do and they say, oh, we help adjust the prices when we work with clients, or maybe we can figure out how much we're going to charge for this or that. So they don't work on the end that you would need a security clearance for. So they work on a different side, which is cool. And it was fun to learn about that. You know, the one woman I was working next to lived in Australia for a couple years. And I asked her, do you ever see one of those giant spiders? No, of course they never. She said she lived in a populated area, so those giant spiders weren't around. And then they asked me what I do. And I said, oh, I work for the radio station KMOX. And you know what they said? They said, oh, what station is that? And my heart, my whole chest started to get tight. I thought, all right. Now, keep in mind, they were younger, and the demographic for talk radio is normally like 35 plus. You don't have a lot of people in their, you know, mid-20s listening to AM talk radio. I understand the demographics of it all. I wish it were different. So I told her, okay, I do a talk show. It's a nightly talk show called Overnight America. I talk about all kinds of things. She goes, oh, a talk show host like Bobby Bones. I said, like Bobby Bones? Maybe? Kind of? No, not really. And they said, oh, that's the only radio personality we know. Bobby Bones. Then my chest started getting really tight. That hurt. Oh, that's hot. So then I asked them, okay, what kind of things, if I were to try to get you to listen to my radio show, what things should I talk about? And they said, oh, Bachelor recaps. I want you to talk Bachelor. Oh, tonight's the season finale. You have to be talking about the social phenomenon that's called The Bachelor. And they all started going, Bachelor. I've never seen an episode of Bachelor. My wife has watched it because, well, she had maybe a guilty pleasure type of deal. And she'll tell me about it every once in a while. Oh, Chris Raby loves it, you say. Okay, makes sense. I know he did a Bachelor podcast one season a couple of years back. But when they said that, I thought, man, should I change the radio program in order to better cater to the younger female demographic? What do I need to do in order to get the 25-year-old females to listen to this radio program? Do I need to start doing Bachelor talk? Not okay for people listening right now. I'm going to break it down. Bachelor is a television show on ABC. It's a reality-based television show where they have one bachelor, either a male or female. They have the Bachelor and the Bachelorette, two different series of the same idea. And what they do is there's all kinds of people trying to court their attention and try to get into a relationship with them. And at the very end, they pick someone, and it's all everything's going to be great until they, you know, break up 2 weeks later. You know, it never works out. But people watch it. It's been on forever. Outside of Survivor, it's been on for like forever. So they said, that's how I need to get an audience with them. Start talking Bachelor. So I went online when I came here and I said, okay, what does Bobby Bones do that gets them all worked up? If they only know who Bobby Bones is, it's like a country music talk show host in the morning. And I watched a couple of his segments. And you know what he does? Okay, here's let me give you one example of a segment. They do fantasy drafts of stupid things. Like, we're going to do a fantasy draft of emojis. So I'm going to pick my emoji, and we'll cross it off the list. And then you can pick an emoji, and we'll keep going. And then people can vote who has the best emoji team. And they did that for like 10 minutes on the segment. And they said, okay, now everyone go vote for our emojis. And I thought, this is what they want to listen to? This is what they want? Do I need to turn into that? Am I the way of the dinosaur when it comes to radio personalities talking about things that I, because that's kind of fun. I understand it's a little enjoyable, but they do it like every week. I looked at their website and every week they're doing a new one. We're going to do a draft on this, a draft on that, a draft on that. And that was it. Okay. I'm going to start doing emoji drafts. Guess that's it. I need to get that 25 to 54 female demographic wrapped up. 25 to 34 female demographic. So hour number one tonight, we're going to go full Bachelor talk. Hour number two, emoji draft. Hour number three, pay less shoe talk. Hour number four, that time I peeled off the front of the Kohl's flyer and it said I had 50% off. I bet you didn't realize those existed. Yeah. Hour number five, deals on Amazon. No, actually, I did ask them, okay, what should I talk about tonight? She gave me one idea of something I can talk about. And you know what? I'm going to do that next. Let's do that. Producer makeovers. You want to do that? Producer makeovers? We're going to get Producer Mike in there to, we'll work on his nails. We'll do his hair. We'll make sure he looks all pretty. We'll make sure his pores are taken care of with a nice mud mask. And we'll also do his feet, pedicures, waxing, chest wax. In bikini wax, I mean, let's not leave that area out. Oh, the back wax. Whew. Gonna need a team of 10 to work on that. They actually gave me an idea for a topic, and I said, okay, I'll try it out tonight. And we're gonna do that topic next to try to attract the 25 to 34-year-old females onto this program. And ladies, if you're listening, I hope you enjoy. It's Overnight America, KMOX.
Now back to Overnight America on KMOX. Sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com.
This theme song is not going to work. We need something more female friendly. So we're going to play Taylor Swift from now on when we come back from break. This is how we attract the 25 to 34 year old females. You're home for Taylor Swift, KMOX. No, we can't do it. I can't even do that for more than 10 seconds without feeling weird about it. Here's the phone number. If you are a 25 to 34-year-old female that listens to this radio program, call me now. I want to know why you listen to this show, honestly. 436-7900 or 800-925-1120. And if we even get one person that is under the age of 35 that's a female listening, I would be shocked. You want to know why? Because when I asked them today, this little small sample group, they said the only radio personality they know is Bobby Bones. That hurts. Ah, it still hurts. My chest hurts when I think of it. Ah, not Bobby. So then I asked them, what would I need to talk about in order to get the attention of your demographic? And they said, oh, I got an idea. Here's a perfect show topic you can talk about. Talk about that lady that ate her wedding ring when she was sleeping. Like, huh. You know, I think I saw that shared on social media, but it didn't interest me enough to actually read it. And they said, oh, what? That's like the best story ever. Okay. Okay. NBC San Diego.
She admits she's had a history of sleepwalking, even folding laundry in her sleep.
I don't believe her.
But this she would have never expected to happen. And she wasn't quite sure it really did until she ended up on a hospital bed.
Yikes. I don't believe this actually happened. I'm going to call conspiracy on it.
He's a very patient man. He's so kind.
I know. She's talking about me there. Did you know that? Wow. It's almost as if she knew I would be playing this segment.
He's a very patient man. He's so kind.
Yep, I know. We need to make sure everyone knows that.
Meet Jenna Evans and Bobby Howell. Evans says her...
I'm so glad they didn't say bones.
Her groom-to-be got down on one knee in April, slipping this 2.4-carat diamond ring on her finger.
Every girl, I think, wants as big a ring as she can get until you swallow.
Wait, how big of a diamond was it?
Finger.
Every girl, I think,
on her... 4-carat diamond ring on its 2.4-carat...
2.4-carat? How did you get that down your throat? That's a big ring! 2.4-carat.
Diamond ring on her finger.
Every girl, I think, wants as big a ring as she can get until you swallow it and are trying to figure out what to do next.
That was the big question when Evan's action-packed dream became her reality.
Mission Impossible kind of situation, and there were bad guys, and...
Oh.
Bobby said, you know, you have to swallow your ring.
So she did.
Okay. Don't you hate when that happens, when someone tells you to swallow your ring? Whew. I hate when that happens. Can I just say I've never once thought about eating something while sleeping? I've never once met anyone who's ever ate something while sleeping. In fact, I'm going to call shenanigans. I don't even think it's possible for you to eat something while you're sleeping. I don't think it's possible. There's no way that's possible. The only reason that could happen is if there was something else that was going on that we don't know about that they're too ashamed to say. Right? Because people just don't get up and start eating at night. You're in your REM sleep and you get up like you're in a trance. Go to fridge. Eat full cake. No, no one does that.
Swallowed it with a big glass of water.
In real
water,
life,
even.
A vague memory Evan says she thought was part of the dream.
And I woke up and kind of went to feel for my ring, and it wasn't there. And it was a moment of panic, but also just, this is so ridiculous.
She says,
you know, I'll believe it when one of the St. Louis Blues players wake up and swallow their Stanley Cup ring. Then I'll believe this is a thing. Otherwise, I'm not buying it.
Says at first, her fiancé was in disbelief. But after laughing hysterically and crying a little, she and Howell made it to urgent care.
I had to say more times than I ever thought I would, I swallowed my engagement ring.
I wouldn't believe it. My wife told me she swallowed her ring. I'd be so angry. I wouldn't be laughing. I'd be so mad. What were you doing? Swallow your ring. You know, I'd expect the dog to do it. I'd expect the kid to do it at some point, get something stuck in his nose, perhaps. But no, I don't expect the wife to swallow the wedding ring. Never.
This x-ray makes it pretty clear.
Big ring with prongs and versus intestines is painful.
Hmm.
They knocked me out, put a can.
Don't you love that band too? Prongs versus intestines. They're an up-and-coming garage band. They perform at some of the local clubs. Very talented group of musicians.
Camera down my throat and plucked it out.
And the bling is back where it belongs. As for the happy couple, they're tying the knot in May.
Hopefully I won't do anything ridiculous between now and then. Luckily, my dress is big enough. I don't think I can swallow that.
Oh. Well, never say never. Don't you hate that when you wake up and you're eating some of your clothes? Dresses, perhaps? I just don't think this is... I think something else happened here. Why did this happen? I don't know. People just don't wake up and start eating things. Here's the number. 436-7900 or 800-925-1120. And if you are a woman, you get to go first tonight. That's just the way we're doing it. See? I tried to tell the very, very nice women that I was volunteering with earlier today at the food bank... Listen to the show. I'll talk about you. I'll talk about what it was like doing this. And they said, we'll listen. I'm going to say, I don't think so. But they told me that their only person they know on the radio is Bobby Bones, who, by the way, is a syndicated radio host. I think he's in Nashville. I think he's in the Radio Hall of Fame. He just was inducted a couple of years ago, the same ceremony that I was at when I inducted someone. I wasn't being inducted, but I inducted someone. And he was very nice, personable, super friendly. People say he's someone that also monitors radio very frequently. So whenever his name comes up in the context of radio, I feel like he has spies all over the place. So, Bobby, if you're listening to this right now, somewhere long after the show is aired, go ahead, feel free to call in sometime to the show and make fun of me. That'd be fine. But I just, when they say this is the type of stuff I need to talk about, do we need to talk more about women eating things like wedding rings? Is this how we attract that different demographic? I need all the help I can get right about now. You know, here in St. Louis, I had some other things I was planning to talk about. Things that do not involve eating wedding rings or Bobby Bones. It is a story Kevin Killeen was working on. In fact, he spoke to the Transit Union Local 788 treasurer about over on the Metrolink and some of the different routes that they've been running. What are the things you're seeing? What are the things your people are seeing? Now, keep in mind, I don't think they've been working under a contract since the summer. So they're still negotiating. It's been a couple of months without a contract. When this first arose last month, we found out about some of the conditions that these drivers are asked to work under. And it's pretty ridiculous. Now, the Metrolink and the people that run it say, oh, we're doing everything above code. Here's what I found out that meant above code. So they put you on an 8-hour shift, and then they would let you off for like 4 hours, and then they would have you go back on and do another shift. The reason they did that is because, number one, they can't work you 12, 13 hours when you're driving a bus because that's not safe. But then again, does it even matter when there's only so much short amount of time in between these two shifts? And they do that out of necessity because they can't keep the drivers because the working conditions are terrible. The hours are terrible. It's dangerous. They don't put police and security on like they should. And they see all kinds of dangerous drug dealings and violence all the time. I wouldn't want to work in that atmosphere. I couldn't imagine walking into the radio station here and having to witness drug dealings every day. Couldn't handle that. So I wanted to play this segment. Kevin Killeen's doing a story on it, and he did a great interview with the local union leader there. His name is Antoine Johnson. We're going to hear that next on Overnight America KMOX.
Now back to Overnight America with Ryan Recker on KMOX.
Welcome back to Overnight America. Wow, I should have been playing some Taylor Swift here. Sorry. Maybe next time. Or maybe not. 436-7900 is the number, or 800-925-1120. I wanted to just recap what we've talked about the last couple of weeks when it comes to Metrolink and some of the problems people have had with it. If you go back and look at some of the issues with the way the drivers are treated and the conditions they're in, it's not ideal. It's also laughable to think that the people that are running Metrolink believe the biggest challenge that they need to overcome is attitude. So as long as you get a smile on your face by the person that's working it, all will be well. Well, that is laughable as well. We actually talked to a driver who confirmed all of the things you're about to hear. In fact, I went to Reddit and I saw a story that someone shared, a daily commuter, and she said this is what she sees in the afternoon. In the morning, she says she sees security, but it's predictable. The same officers get on and off, and they don't look around. They basically just wait for the door to open. Kind of like you let your dog out the door, and when it's time for them to come back in, they stare at the door until you open it up. That's basically it. They're staring at the door until it opens, and they get off. And she said it's very, very, very much a pattern. But in the afternoon, she doesn't see security. Remember Elliot Davis, Fox 2, did a story about this, and he said, well, I traveled a full hour on Metrolink one day, and I saw zero security there. The one person that wrote this story on Reddit said, this is what she sees consistently in the afternoon. People blasting their phones, screaming up and down the cars, holding doors open forever, buying and selling literally everything, pills, weed, meth, shoes, pizza, headphones, that she all witnessed just in the last couple of weeks. People train hopping to evade ticket guards. Smokers, drunks, crazy dudes shouting, and it goes on and on and on and on, over and over and over. She said, do I just have to get used to this? Is just this the cost of using public transportation in St. Louis? So I'm going to play a clip for you in a moment I wanted to bring, let's bring Yvonne on real quick. Hey, thanks for calling on to KMOX.
Hey, Ryan, how are you?
Good.
My husband is downtown this week hosting an international convention at the Hilton.
Oh.
And just heard that they had a gentleman coming in from out of the country last night at the airport at 5:30. Took the Metrolink to the ballpark Hilton.
Okay.
And got a bottle of shampoo dumped over his head.
What?
Yeah. A guy, just some crazy black dude, walks up to him, pours a bottle of shampoo over his head, looks at him and laughs, and gets off the train.
You got to be kidding.
This is this guy's welcome to our country and the city of St. Louis.
Why did he take the Metro? Why wouldn't he take like an Uber or a taxi or something like that?
Well, you know, because, you know, in a lot of countries, in a lot of places, light rail is the way you do it. I mean, they're warning everybody now that's coming in, you know, like tonight and tomorrow. Don't take the Metrolink. Get an Uber. Get a Lyft. Call us. Call the hotel.
You can't blame them. You can't risk it.
That's the impression that they're going to get.
How many guests do you have coming into town?
Oh, they have about 300 or 400.
Okay.
Coming in for this conference.
And there's a lot of them from out of town.
I mean, this is the reputation that they're going to leave with, and this is the turmoil and the disregard that this person had to endure coming here. And, you know, I don't know the particulars on it right now or what occurred and whether this was reported or whatever, but obviously nothing was, you know, obviously nothing was done. This guy was at his own, on his own.
All right. I get it. So, well, thank you for sharing that. And yes, you're better off to avoid it altogether because these occurrences are not rare. They're frequent.
Do not use it.
Yeah. Terrible. All right. Hey, thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, Ryan. Right, thanks. Bye.
Here, I found I think this is the clip here. Let me play the very end of it. So this is the "You Paid For It" from September 8th, a Sunday night. And Elliot Davis talking to Metrolink on what they're going to do.
None.
Are you guys going to hire more security, more police officers, more commissioned officers to work security at Metrolink?
I'm not sure. That's why we hire professionals and have partners.
I'm not sure. Oh, yeah, because we don't really know if we need more security on Metrolink.
Partnerships with, for instance, our police partners. So part of that is looking at what kind of a job are we doing.
I wrote Metrolink the other day, what we did at Facebook Live. I went all the way from Hanley all the way to Shiloh, and for an hour I didn't see any security until I got to College Station.
So
that shouldn't be.
So we have security out there, and our statistics show that our system is safe. However, we need to aim even higher.
And here's a...
What a terrible answer. He says, I did this. I was on it for an hour to prove, to give a person an idea of what they can experience when they're on Metrolink and kind of give people an idea why there's grievances with the way the service is run. And he says, I was on there for an hour and I didn't see one single security officer. I saw zero. What is their response? Well, we have security. No, you don't. You don't have, in that hour he rode, that's a long time to be on Metrolink. In that hour he rode, he saw zero. So you obviously don't have security. You don't have enough. But their answer is, oh, we have security. Great. It's almost like, it would be like going, I don't even know what to compare it to. Like, let's say your computer has an outdated virus detector on it or something like that. And then it makes it so all of a sudden you get a virus and it takes over your computer. And you'd say, oh, I have security. No, you don't. You didn't update it. You haven't been paying attention to it. There's a reason why it failed. So listen to this last part of this interview.
And here's a new twist for the Metrolink security people that I had a question about.
We need to be greeting people with a smile. I need to first interact with them friendly, have them feel welcome.
Isn't the first thing, though, to get more security on the line, as opposed to worrying about whether the people are smiling or not?
So, no.
Okay, it goes to show you, they are so out of touch, so out of touch. No, I take that back. I think they're flat out negligent in the way that they're handling Metrolink right now. They are flat out. It's not that they are just, oh, no, no, no. We have our fingers in our ears and going, la, 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 la. No, 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 no. They absolutely have to know there's a major problem when it comes to security, but they're completely ignoring it. So what happened? Kevin Killeen, he spoke to Antoine Johnson. He's the Transit Union Local 788 treasurer. I had to look that up online. And he also had a story about what it's like to be a driver for Metro. It's not a... It's not what you would consider a great working environment.
I mean, a few things that they would typically have to deal with is, you know, the selling of drugs on Metrolink trains and platforms and, you know, certain types of gang activity. But it's almost a daily occurrence where our members have to deal with some sort of illicit activity where, you know, their safety is put in jeopardy.
Are guns seen on the Metrolink?
Yes. Yes. Our operators, our members have to deal with, you know, people in the public getting on trains and coming on platforms with concealed weapons, whether legal or illegal.
Do you ever have some of your union members, your Metrolink operators say, I quit, it's just not safe?
Yes, we have had that on several different occasions where they feel that, you know, I can go somewhere else, make the same kind of money, and not have to deal with a lot of the safety issues that we have to deal with on our buses and trains.
Now, what would you like to see management do to make the train safer?
More uniformed officers to be present on some of our trains and platforms. We have plenty of people that are of security that is out there, but they're for fare enforcement. They're not out there to deal with, you know, Joe Public, who's selling drugs, or, you know, this guy over here.
So do the fare enforcement officers turn away?
If it's not within the purview of what they have to deal with, then, you know, no, they're there to enforce the fare.
What about if they see a fight?
They're there to enforce the fare.
What if they see somebody or smell somebody with marijuana?
They are there to enforce the fare.
So what do you need?
What we need is for Metro and also for the city and the county to take into account that we do have people out there that are driving these trains, driving these buses, helping to move, you know, members of our public from point A to point B. And these people need to be protected as well. Our members need to be protected.
Could you imagine that? We actually had a driver call in, and I was curious how much money they make. And I think they make, you know, around 50 grand a year, which is pretty good. All things considered, it's not a bad living. But then you have to consider what the conditions are. They're working you like a dog. You can't take days off because there's no opportunity because you're short on workers. You see drug deals, gang fights. How many people have we heard about stabbed or shot on public transportation in St. Louis because there's no security? People evading, people dumping shampoo on you, people trying to sell meth. I mean, this is what they have to deal with. So I don't think it's worth it, right? Can you understand why they're in a tough situation? Because they can't get the help they need. The security is certainly lacking. And the problem is when it comes to the officials that are running Metrolink right now, they fail and they will not admit that there is a security problem. They say, oh, what's the problem? We're not putting smiles on people's faces. We just got to cheer people up. Put on a happy face. You know, as long as everyone is feeling good, there'll be no violence or drug deals or gang-related incidences. So if you believe that, then you may be working for Metrolink right now, at least in the administrative side. You got to support these drivers. It is out of control. 436-7900 is the number, or 800-925-1120. That's the number here on Overnight America KMOX.
This is Overnight America, sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com on KMOX.
Overnight America continues. We got a really big show planned for tonight. In fact, next hour, we're going to have in studio, his name is Ricky Cooper. He's a provisional licensed professional counselor, a family therapist with Every Child's Hope, and has previously worked at the suicide hotline. We're going to talk about mental health and self-care all next hour. He's going to join us. A lot to talk about in that topic. A lot to talk about in that topic. And right after 1 o'clock, we're going to welcome in our friends up in Canada on the Chorus Radio Network, The Late Shift. Well, our friend Drex is still out on vacation, from what I understand. Zach Hewitt's going to be filling in, and we're going to do that show with him tonight after 1 o'clock. I always enjoy asking our friends up there, and I got some great questions for him this time around. I'm going to ask him about the CBC. Do they screw up their news coverage like the New York Times has this week? Is it something that they're constantly looking at? Or is it just like an American thing with the extreme bias? We'll find out. We'll find out. There was a story on KMOX.com, and I saw this, and it totally made sense because my wife and I have been battling it at our house. Spider breeding season. Spider breeding season means more spiders are coming out and hiding around your home. I've seen a lot of spiders in the house. No, scratch that. My wife has seen a lot of spiders in the house. And she likes to make it known when she finds one and smashes it by doing one of two things. One, leaving it for me to clean up. That's if she knows it's dead. Two, if she doesn't know it's dead, all of a sudden I'm on a hunt all across the house in order to try to find the spiders that may be in the house. Well, it makes sense. So, KMOX.com, you can see this. Have you noticed more spiders in your house than usual? You're not alone. Rattler Pest and Lawn Solutions Service Supervisor Scott Roser says that he's been noticing a lot of spiders on the job recently. Yes, I've noticed it too. And I've even sprayed my house. I do the border patrol type of deal where you get the spray and you like get the whole barrier of your house in hopes to try to discourage different insects from getting in, or at least attracting them to the house. It doesn't seem to last. It almost like you have to apply more than usual. I normally do it a couple times during the summer. I don't do it a lot. I don't know how often you're supposed to apply it. I thought really this was like a spring and fall type of deal. But maybe I'm going to have to get out there a couple of times during the summer because some of these spiders are huge. It's ridiculous how big these things are. And if you've seen the stories online too, they say, don't kill the spider. Co-inhabit. You know, it's probably better for this thing to be walking around your house. No, thank you. Have you thought about the instance where the spider gets into your room while you're sleeping and crawls on your face? Or what was that movie, Home Alone, where the robbers get in and Kevin McAllister, you know, he puts the spider out and drops it on the dude's head. Do you want that happening to you while you're sleeping? Do you want to wake up with a spider on your face? Because some of these spiders get really large and they're scary. You ever see the jumping spiders? Also here, whenever I leave work, I feel like the spiders are always free reign to make webs when you're using the little kiosk to get in and out of the parking garage. So they got a couple of different lanes to get through the parking garage here at the building, the Intercom Radio building in downtown St. Louis. And whenever I leave, I always have to scan to make sure there's not a spider that's going to jump on my hand to try to scan my key card to get out of there. They're always spiders. They live there. And I got to guess that they probably leave during the day or someone shoes them or a worker cleans it up or whatever. But it's not like that at night. And I'm just worried that trying to get out of the parking garage, I'm going to have to decide if I pop it in park and take a nap until someone else comes around or leave with the threat of a spider jumping on my hand. And then all of a sudden I'm going crazy. I worry about these things. They also said that there's a lot more mosquitoes than normal for this time of year in St. Louis, likely due to the weather not being as hot and dry as in the past years. I got bit up like crazy. I had a big mosquito bite on my face the other day. I had one on my forehead, and I wasn't even outside that long. Now, I'm going to have to start spraying myself just to do yard work. I'm not used to that. Maybe I'm just getting soft. Maybe I shouldn't care that I get mosquito bites all over the place. So what else does he say here? Spiders you're seeing have been here all along. This time of year is spider breeding season, so you're seeing a lot more of the males starting to hunt out the females looking for a partner. Ooh, don't tell the kids. So that's maybe why you're seeing them out of place is what the article says at KMOX.com. I saw a giant frog, too. Apparently the frogs are starting to take over. All of these things, it makes me itchy thinking about it. What was it? It was Fox 2 was doing a story about bed bugs, and I started instantly, like, scratching my whole body for an hour. It's just the idea of spiders or these little insects or whatever getting inside the house, being around, biting, like mosquitoes biting you. It makes my whole body itch. It's not good. Psychologically speaking, it feels like I could be easily toyed with. And I don't like that. I don't like that one bit. Spider breeding season. You can find that article online at KMOX.com. Oh, we talked about this, too, at the food bank earlier today. So I was in a group with three other women, and we were talking about spiders for some reason, because the one woman I was working next to said she lived in Australia for 2 years, and I asked, did you ever see one of those giant spiders? And she said, no. She said, do you guys kill the spiders, or do you trap them and let them outside? And I thought, who's trapping spiders to let them back into the wild? Apparently people do that. No, don't kill the spiders. That's not humane. You want to trap them and get them out. No. If I see a spider, there is guaranteed I'm hunting that thing until it's gone. Yeah, they eat the mosquitoes. No, thanks. They don't need to. I don't want them in the house. But then they, you know what she does? She even goes a step further. She says she gets a magnifying glass and inspects the spider to see if they're poisonous after she's killed them. I thought, whoa, that's like, I've never gone that far. I mean, you get the paper towel, you scoop it up, you throw it away, and you hope you don't see it again. That's the routine. All right, next hour, Ricky Cooper in studio. We're going to talk about mental health and self-care for the whole next hour on Overnight America KMOX.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.